Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in, time for a daily editorial. This is going to be a good one. I went over all of your comments yesterday. We're going to deal with some of those comments towards the end of this editorial. I want to thank you very much, specifically the new bloggers that are coming on and not just spewing anger, emotion, obviously, but they're bringing up facts that I find to be really interesting. Jimmy's got three issues that he wants to bring up, and I agree with Jimmy. He has to bring them up because they're very, very important. Number one, the shooter in New York, or should I say the sprayer of gas. I guess, in fact, it is a little bit more accurate to call him a shooter. He was on an FBI watch list. Jimmy, talk about him.
Yeah, yesterday I predicted that the FBI had probably been tracking at some point and then dropped him. It turns out that the person they're looking for is a man named Frank James. He has a YouTube channel. He spews hate and black nationalist arguments and has been basically they're hunting him down, but that he has yet to be caught.
Yeah.
Wounded, I think 10 people were shot. His gun jammed, or a lot more would have been shot. Put on a gas mask, threw the gas around, smoke bomb around, and then basically left the area. And somehow the dragnet allowed him to get through.
Yeah.
Pretty terrible.
Yeah, it is pretty terrible. Actually, a lot of pretty terrible things going on in the country right now. Having said that, let's talk about the new inflation numbers. They're abysmal, Jimmy. You give them.
Yeah, so wholesale prices are up year over year 11.2%. That's
right.
The largest rise in history.
Right.
So a lot of predictors right now, Bank of America, Deutsche Bank, a lot of major mainstream financial institutions are predicting recession. And we're going to have to see in order to stop the inflation, you're going to have to see increased interest rates. Of course, you know, nobody really likes the Fed. It's going to be even worse. They're going to be hated even more. But here's the hilarious part. So this morning, Jen Psaki, the White House spokesperson, blamed inflation and supply chain issues on Governor Abbott in Texas because he's doing double inspections on trucks that are coming across the Mexico border,
right?
Because of the illegal immigration that's coming over and the drugs that are destroying this country. And somehow this inflation that's been going on for the entire year under this administration now belongs. It was with Putin. It was with COVID. Now it's with Governor Greg Abbott.
Yep.
The insanity continues. The lies just
The insanity continues. We should change the name of the show from the McKinney-Corlin Review to The Insanity Continues. Jimmy, having said that, there was one other topic you wanted to discuss. It was, among other things, something that Bramble brought up. Bramble said, it was actually having to do with weapons that were left in the Middle East. But I want to talk about Bramble's comment first. Bramble commented that the United States is basically giving out-of-date old weapons, I guess they'd be old if they were out of date, to Afghanistan. But you've got a different slant on that. And tell us about the slant, Jimmy.
Yeah, well, okay, so Ukrainians use former Soviet and Eastern Bloc-style weapons. Those weapons that are being transferred to them are ones that they are trained on, that they're comfortable using. They may not be the latest technology, but actually, when we go to war, our stockpiles usually are years and years old as well. So yep. They're not old weapons. They're weapons that they're more comfortable using, that they know how to use, that they've been trained to use.
Right.
And of course, there are some of the newer weapons, some of the newer air defense weapons, specifically some British very effective weapons that have come into place. Stingers are modified and upgraded. They are very effective. They've downed a lot of Russian aircraft. Russians have lost a lot of aircraft, nearly 100.
Yeah.
Or I'm well over 100, according to many reports. So regardless of the maybe stockpile older weapons. They're actually the ones that they're comfortable using, they're trained to use. And if they're not trained to use, if they're newer technology or another, you know, like a British or a US or a German system, they're being trained in Poland, apparently, to be able to use them.
Well, Jimmy, I'm noticing that Bramble actually got a little more specific, and maybe if you could be a little more specific. We're giving them Javelin and Stinger weapons, and they are 70 and 80-year vintage. Any comment on that, Javelin and Stingers?
Well, Javelins are an anti-tank weapon. They're very effective against Russian hardware. That's been quite clear since they've lost well over 600 armored vehicles. They are the ones that we still used to get into buildings in Afghanistan up until a few months ago. Stingers, again, there's modifications. There's new versions of them. Stingers
right.
were used in the 70s and the 80s by the by the CIA that funded the and resourced the Afghan rebels against the Russians. But they are continually upgraded. They still are in our inventory. We still use them, and they have been incredibly effective.
Right. Charger, I've got a comment for you, by the way. You provided us with a source, a gentleman by the name of, I got to find it here. He's a doctor, and I see he's a Dr. Artis. I watched everything that you posted regarding Dr. Artis. Dr. Artis is very familiar, actually. Very similar, I guess I should say, with a man named Dr. Scott Atlas. Dr. Atlas wrote a book called A Pox Upon Her, Our House. He basically covers using numbers. I would have to imagine the same thing that Dr. Artis does. I highly recommend, Charter, you're a smart guy. I highly recommend that you and all the other smart guys on our website read the book A Pox Upon Our House. Jimmy, let's talk about the fiasco that Biden left us with in Afghanistan.
Well, okay, and just to follow up before we go into that, to follow up with what your comments are with the Chartster's posts and Dr. Artis. So I was in the middle of watching that last night's premiere of the Watch the Water. I haven't gotten through it yet, but I will say that in Australia currently, one of the health public speakers is clearly saying that there are a massive number of increased heart attacks and completely denying the possibility of vaccines may be part of that. I think there's a big problem there. And of course, they're attempting to continue to cover this up. And I think more and more information is coming out on the fraud that was imposed upon the world, driven by Dr. Fauci and some of these people that have pushed these agendas. Very, very disturbing information that's coming out, but more disturbing is people that continue to try to silence the voices in the actual investigation of what's happening out there. Right. I think Dr. Artis is, and many of these people that are actually speaking up are, it's important, really important to listen to their, at least their views and their research.
Okay, interesting comments. You know, we get some very constructive comments now. Charter, Rumble, some of you other guys, CFS, out of the box. I don't mind venting on this side at all. I vent a lot myself. But one thing I do not like is I hate to see us get away from topics that are really important and get into emotional issues, particularly when they are negative emotions. Charter, if I'm not mistaken, you feel that the most important thing that's happened, even more important than COVID, is the election fraud. If my interpretation of your comment is correct, I have to say I agree with you 1,000%, and I really appreciate you and all the other bloggers' comments on this and other important issues. Jimmy, anything else you want to talk about?
Yeah, I wanted to finish up on what we left behind. The GAO, the Government Accountability Office, has now made public the statements on the U.S. military equipment that was left behind in Afghanistan, an absolute dismal, ridiculous military and political failure in the runaway from there by the Biden regime. Taliban now ranks number 26 in the world in total military aircraft. The Taliban, who had none until August of this last year. The U.S. left behind 208 planes and helicopters. That's including 18 intelligence and surveillance planes, 20 light attack planes, 110 helicopters. weapon systems, 599,690 weapons in the hands of the Taliban. That includes over 350,000 rifles, 2,600 howitzer artillery pieces, 10,000 almost RPGs, 64,000 machine guns. And here's armored vehicles. We left behind a total of 75,898 vehicles, 42,000 tactical vehicles, 22,000 Humvees, almost 9,000 medium tactical vehicles, 1,000 mine resistant vehicles, and 189 armored vehicles, including tanks.
Yeah.
We turned the Taliban into an actual military. What the heck were they thinking? This was just embarrassing disaster, and the Biden administration really needed to pay for this in the future.
Jimmy, I want to ask you a question. Who really controls the birds in our society?
The birds?
The birds, yeah. Would you say that I'm stretching it a bit when I say that God probably has a lot of control over the birds?
I'm with you on that. I guess nobody controls them, God in our future, I suppose, yeah.
I want you guys to do me a favor. Go on Drudge, Jimmy, I'm sorry, and I want you to look at one of the headlines, and remember what Big Al said about birds. Anything else, Jimmy, you want to say?
Oh, no, I just, you know, once again, we're seeing some crazy, crazy things that people just have to be waking up to, and I just really hope, in fact, enough pushback from America.
I have to say that our bloggers, pardon me, our bloggers are definitely keeping us awake. Anything that happens later on today, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. McKinney, Lieutenant Colonel Retired McKinney, and Big Al will be back.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics. We will be back in a moment.